Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let me give y'all a little chance to set up here. You know, I'm ready to go. Here it is, the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show, Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, and we are talking about if dating isn't easy when you're single, when is it supposed to be easy? If dating isn't easy when you're single, when is it supposed to be easy? We gonna go there tonight. We are definitely going to take it there tonight. We got questions that need to be answers that need to be questioned. We got questions that need to be answered and answers that need to be questioned. But we're going to figure out this thing called life. We're going to figure out this thing called love. We're going to figure out this thing called unity. We're going to get unified, bona fide unified. All right. So that's how it's going down on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I want to welcome y'all here at the next to the last day of March. Can you believe that this weekend, Saturday, is going to be April 1st. What are we doing? 4 months into the year, it seems like we were just screaming Happy New Year, but here we go. So I hear a lot of people complaining about the dating scene. I hear a lot of single people. All the people that I hear complaining about dating are single people. And that should make a lot of sense, because if you already have somebody, if you are in a committed relationship or you are married, then you shouldn't be out there dating. But is it that way? Is that the real deal? Are we talking about how it should be, or are we talking about how it really is? Because all I ever hear from, especially single women, all I hear them complaining about is how hard it is out here dating. You know, they were in a relationship, they haven't been in a relationship in a while, or, you know, they haven't knocked the rust off of their previous relationship. They may still be on calf legs as far as the emotional toll that their last relationship breakup took on them. And they're not really finding the pick of the litter, or they're not having a very good experience with the dating pool out there, the dating scene out there. I hear single women complain about it all the time. I don't hear single men complain about it as much. I've heard some single men complain about it a little bit, but I haven't heard them complain about it as much. And the things that they're complaining about isn't the same as what I've heard the women complain about as far as the dating scene, the dating pool, and issues of dating is concerned. So we're going to talk about it tonight. Like, maybe we've been going to the wrong place. Maybe we have been concentrating on the wrong people. Maybe the issue has been staring us right there in the face, or maybe has been sitting right there or laying right there on the couch with us watching Netflix, and we don't even see it. Because if dating isn't easier when you are single, who is it easier for? When is it easier for somebody? We going to get into it tonight. Yo, we going to do it right. And so we are here together. Uh-huh. And we going to make it better. Yes. This is the Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show, where my name is O. You already know we get down like this. We going to fry it up just like fish. Make it a little hot, though, given what we got, and make sure that we don't blow up the spot. But if it blows, you know how it goes. We going to still make sure the boat is going to row up. So let's go. Easier when you're single. When is it? Finding somebody to be with you. Finding somebody that you want to be with. Finding somebody that is exclusively for you may be a concept that we have been struggling with all of our lives. We've heard people, we've known people who say that they've been cheated on by everybody that they've dealt with. And we know people who say that they've cheated on everybody that they've dealt with. And many of those people aren't the people that have all of the trouble dealing with finding somebody else. But we probably all agree that people aren't getting married at the rate that we saw when we were growing up as children. It always seemed like when we were children, people were getting married a lot. And I wonder if the children of today see that more, or from their perspective, does it seem like that more? I always wonder, like, did we really see, learn, touch, feel, and think the things that we were experiencing when we were growing up? Or was that our perception taking over a lot, you know, when we were younger? You know how, like, when you were younger, it's Throwback Thursday. When we were younger, you know how long a day, a week, a month, a year was, because it was a greater percentage of our lives. You're 10 years old, a year is one-tenth of your life. Not the same thing when you're 20 years old, where a year is only one-twentieth of your life. You know what I mean? No, yeah, one-twentieth of your life. So it starts to get short. It starts to get shorter. It starts to get shorter, shorty. 30, 40, 50 years old. I'm 52 years old. I'll be 53 years old. You know, now it seems like just 3.5 months. I'm like, what the hell happened? I've never had any big complaints when it came to dating whenever I was single. I didn't have big complaints. You know, now, that could be because of the things that I was looking for versus what other people may be looking for. You know, normally when I was single and I was looking for a good time, that's all I was looking for, a good time. You know, if it turns out to be a little bit more, great. Other than that, we can just hang out. We can have fun. We can do whatever. You know, we can enjoy each other's company for the time that we enjoy each other's company. And when that time stops, then we can go our separate ways. That was always my approach to it. And looking back on it, that probably protected me a lot. If I was the type of man that was looking for, like, listen, I got to find me a woman that's just right for me, somebody that will understand me, somebody who will be totally dedicated and faithful to me, somebody that I'm going to live this life with, that I'm going to be with forever, that I'm going to blah, 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 blah. If I had approached it from that angle more, I'm not sure what the results may have been, because then my expectations are going into a different sphere, into a different place than mine was. I was just looking for a good time. But I noticed that as we get older, as we have gotten older, when I talk to this woman, when I talk to this man, when I talk to these people, I'm hearing more of I have to secure my future with somebody. Now, the question is, was it always that way? Were you always just looking? I mean, I'm sorry. Were you always looking for a life partner? Because some of us were always looking for somebody that we were looking to build a future with. And I can imagine that may make dating a little bit harder. Not only that, but the parameters, even the definition of dating seems to have changed a lot with a lot of people as the years have gone by. Like, what is dating? Dating to me was always, you know, playing the field, going out, getting to know each other, learning each other, experimenting with each other, sort of like trying on new shoes. Yeah, I want to go out. I know that I want a nice pair of shoes today. I got some money. I want a nice pair of shoes, but I want to see if I want to buy a pair of shoes that really, really look good, or if I want to buy a pair of shoes that really, really fit good. If I can get both of them in one shoe, then I will. Other than that, I will buy two, maybe three if I have enough and the price is right. That's what I thought dating was. From what I hear from my peers, especially my middle-aged peers, to them, dating is going together. If dating is going together, and the reason I look strange is because I don't understand that. How can dating be going together? Because if dating is going together, then what is being together? You understand what I'm saying? If dating is going together, what is being together? Like if I'm your man and you're my woman, we're together. If we're in a serious, committed relationship, are we still dating because we're not married? I didn't know that dating meant that you were together. I thought being together meant that you were together. And then being married was a bigger, greater, more cemented, committed version of being together. So, yeah, with so many different variations, definitions, and perceptions of what dating is, when we start talking about the question of this show tonight, if dating isn't easy when you're single, when is it supposed to be? Yeah, we might have to start looking towards a different source or exploring the perimeter of what we thought was one thing to find out if that thing is what that thing is supposed to be, or if there is indeed another thing around here that we haven't been paying attention to. So basically what we're asking tonight is it the married people and the people in the committed relationships, are they the ones that are making dating, are they the ones that dating is easier for? I mean, you really think about it. Think about this. If you already have a girl, if you already have a dude, or if you already are married and you want something extra, you want something on the side, if you approach something on the side and are honest about it, or even if you're dishonest, let's say you don't want to tell nobody that you're going with somebody, or you don't want to tell somebody that you're married yet, you think that they might reject you if you tell them what your real story is. All right. If they're not feeling you one way or another, you haven't lost anything. It's not back to the dating pool for you. It's back to the crib. You're a married man. You're a married woman, whatever. You took a shot. You shot your shot. Your shot got shot down. Bow. You go home to your spouse, or your man or your woman. Now, I'm not evidently, well, now I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to say that you're probably not happy where you are, because some people are just greedy. You might be happy with the fact that you can go out and do whatever you want to, uncontested, unquestioned, unchallenged. That might be one of the things that you love about the person that you're with. Could be. Right? All right. So you don't have a lot to lose if the dating scene doesn't go right for you. You step to somebody at your job. They blow you off like, nah, I'm good. I'm not interested. All right. I'm married anyway. I got a girl anyway. Well, my husband, you know, I ain't got to worry about, you know, whatever the case may be. You go out hunting. Go to clubs, go to bars, go to social events, are on dating websites and all that kind of stuff. If that's what you do, if it doesn't go right for you, it's going to be okay. But if it does go right for you, it ain't nothing but a bonus. So as ridiculous as it sounds, I don't hear people who are in committed relationships or are married complaining about the dating scene. And yeah, we going to say it's because they ain't got no business out there dating. But they are. They are. And maybe they are the winners out there. Maybe they the ones out there winning, y'all. Yeah, I mean, have you ever thought about it? Could it be the people out there who are in committed relationships and that are married are the ones out there winning on the dating scene? They ain't bitching. They ain't complaining. They ain't like, Man, I ain't never heard no married man say, man, I just can't get these side chicks to act right. Ugh. I'm looking for somebody to replace my wife, and I just can't get them to do it the right way. I'm going to just have to stay with my wife for a little while. Or my girl just ain't measuring up to what I needed to be. But listen, she's better than my side chick. I don't see these people complaining. Now, y'all need to let me know if am I off base, am I ridiculous? Because maybe I am. Y'all know how I think. It could be that I'm being ridiculous. It could be that this is just a bunch of conjecture. It could be that I'm taking this a place where it doesn't belong. It could be. Or it could be that we are on to something. It could be that, wait a minute, the single people are the ones out here complaining. And how many of you single women out there either experience this or know other people who experience this? I hear women complaining all the time that married men are approaching them all the time. I hear single women say all the time, like, I have to tell men all the time, they always in my inbox. I'd be like, go back to your wife. Or would your wife like that? Or blah, blah, blah. Well, how come I can never call you after a certain time? And how come you only text? And how come, you know, I can't come to your house? Things like that. I hear, especially online, I hear a lot of women online talk about how it's always men who have women already or married men are always in the inbox, always fishing for them, always casting they line out there trying to find something. Always. But those men, they still win when they go back to the shop. When they get back to the credit, they women don't know they've been out there shopping. They don't know they've been out there fishing. They don't bring none of that fish home. They don't bring none of the kills home. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight. Tonight, we are talking about if dating isn't easy, when you're single, when is it supposed to be? When is dating going to get easier for me? When I'm single? I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, I thought we would do this show tonight to try to gain some perspective on what the pulse is or what the complaints are of all these single people complaining about how bad the dating scene is, the dating pool. You know, I haven't heard anything good about dating. I'm like, man, can it be that hard? But when we have so many different perspectives and different ideas about what dating is in the first place, well, yeah, no. You know, Oh, wow. Okay, dag, y'all. I spelled the title of the show wrong. Oh, my bad. Oh, well. Yeah, no. You got me. I wish I would have saw that when before I sent out all of these you know. But you know. Yeah. You got me. Ah, you shot me. You shot me. Let me change it over here so I can change it over here. I can change it over here. Hold on. Uh oh, wait. Let me let me watch what I do here. Let me watch what I do here. You know what I'm saying? Mess around and dead the whole project. let me make sure I'll dead the whole project. Wow. So I spelled it right the first time and then messed it up the second time. I blame that on my keyboard. I'm going to blame it on my keyboard. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All right, we good, though? We good. All right. Here we go. So we talking about dating, y'all. Dating. Let's help our peoples out tonight. Are all of these married and committed people messing the dating scene up for these single people who are supposed to be commanding their presence in the dating scene, on the dating scene? Stacey White says, I heard as hard as you gotta still keep it up when you're married. I heard that as hard as you go. I think what you're probably trying to say is whatever you did to get them, you gotta keep doing it to keep them when you're married, I guess. All right, TK Wright says, the whole thing is shady. Bad business when you are under 30 or 50. It'll be an episode of Snapped. But you know, you didn't spell that right. Okay, I see that you got it right. Okay, all right. That's right, Cal. You was messing with me, and T. Carey Wright messed up too. Ah-ha. See, that's how I know God loved me. He ain't gonna let y'all mess with me. Cal's on some new grammar, sheriff in town. You better keep your gun on you. All right. TK Wright says, okay, wait. You said it's not hard to keep it up once you're married. No. Keep what up? What are we talking about? What are we talking about? I don't know what y'all talking about. What I'm asking is whether single people are having a problem out here because maybe they are scared of rejection, or maybe their expectations are unfounded or misguided or set too high. Maybe their expectations are unrealistic, and it can happen. It can happen. The thing is, if you weren't getting a certain thing in your relationship, do you think that the world is going to just open up to you when you break up with somebody, or when you stop messing around with somebody, or when you decide that you have gotten your thing together, you gotten your stuff together? Do you think that the world is just going to accommodate you and open up, wrap its arms around you and embrace you? I don't think that we should be thinking like that. When we're younger and we read fairy tales and fantasy books that tell us that people lived happily ever after and things like that, if we never get out of that type of thinking, if we never get away from those types of expectations, then I don't know how we will ever be satisfied with anything or anybody. And as ridiculous as it may sound, some people never seem to have gotten past that. All right, so we have the dating scene out here. The dating scene that all the single people are complaining about all the time. You know, these dudes out here is a trip. You know, they expect you to do this. They expect you to do that. They want somebody to be a mother to them. They want somebody to be a hooker to them. They want somebody to be a this. They want somebody to be a that. And they don't want to represent. They don't want to give no money. They don't want to represent. They don't want to take care of the kids. They don't want to blah, blah, blah. They don't want to be faithful. They want everything for themselves, and they don't want to give nothing. That's what I hear a lot of women say. And y'all may hear a lot of women say the same thing. Dudes are talking about how these chicks out here don't want to bring nothing to the table, but they want everything. They want you to pay for everything. They want you to foot the bill for everything. Everything is financial. But they don't really want to be faithful either. They want a dude who don't have nothing going on for him. They want somebody out there that's selling dope. They want somebody with their pants hanging down. They want somebody that's going back and forth to court. They want somebody that's in jail already. They want somebody out there that's taking chances on their freedom and on their health and their lives. That's what they want. They don't want no good dude. They don't want nobody that's decent. They don't want nobody that's about something. They don't want nobody that's going somewhere. They don't want nobody that will lead them and guide them properly. They don't want none of that. They think that they want to go out all the time. They want to be shaking their ass. They want to be showing their ass and titties to everybody out there. These are the things that I hear. Are these the things that you hear? Are these some of the things that you may have heard? These are the things that I hear. And I think it's interesting. I mean, wow. Damn, it really is. This is interesting. I'm not going to lie. I always look at men sideways when they have a lot, when they bitching a lot about not being able to find women that will accommodate them or do their bidding or submit to them. Now, speaking of submission, that's another one of those words. That's like dating to me. So many different definitions of what submission is supposed to be. You have the people who have the Bible definition of submission. Then you have the conscious definition of submission. Then the new world open relationship definition of submission. All of these different perspectives, different ideas, and different definitions of submission. What is submission? I'll tell you what submission is for me. Submission to me is agreement. Shazra Ali did it for me. She said submission is agreement. When a man and a woman are in agreement, they are in submission. If I have an idea that you think is a good idea, so you're going forward with the idea, you submit it. We know the opposite of submission is resistance. Or do we? Because some people think that submission is slavery or something close to what slavery is. Some people think that submission is more like compliance. Or submission is more like surrender. Surrender yourself to your man. Surrender yourself to your woman. I like looking at submission from the standpoint of agreement. I'm good with that because I like being in agreement with my woman. I like it a lot. So if she has good ideas, if she knows a better way, why would I resist that? Ego? Control? Nah, I ain't with all of that. If you know a better way than I know, I'm going with it. Now, if we find out that better way that you knew or that you thought or that you put forth wasn't really the better way, then I'm going to suggest a different way or a better way. We're not just going to keep going down this rabbit hole, or we're not going to keep spiraling downward, you know, to failure because, well, you know, this has to work. because one of us decided that this has to work because I thought of it. Are people who are dating, are they experiencing this? All of this push and pull, all of this resistance? Well, I've heard them complain about it. But who I don't hear complain about it are the married people who are out there dating, or the people in committed relationships who are out there dating. And it kind of makes sense to me. If you already got somebody, once you get somebody to accept you when you already have somebody, you've already gotten a certain amount of submission anyway. So you probably figure, well, you've already submitted to this. You've already let me have my cake and eat it too. So, which I think is a dumb saying. You know, I can't even believe I used it. You want to have your cake and eat it too. It's my cake. I could see if you said, if they would have said, you want to bake your cake and eat it too. In other words, you don't want to share. But no, even that wouldn't have made sense, because they're already saying that you're not supposed to be sharing. No, you're supposed. Is it saying that you're supposed? I think it is saying that you're supposed to be sharing. Anyway, when you're already in a committed relationship, anything extra that you get is a form of submission. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What y'all got? I see my man Ja Biggs came through. What's going on, my brother? How is you? What's going on, my peoples? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we are talking about if dating isn't easier when you're single, when is it? When is it easier? So we're suggesting, I know I'm suggesting, that maybe the married people who are out there looking for something extra, or maybe the people who are in committed relationships who are out there looking for something extra, maybe they are the ones having the easiest time with dating, and the single people are out here suffering. Suffering because of their expectations, suffering because of their refusal to either submit or have someone submit to them. Suffering because the goals, aspirations, dreams that the people out there who are also single and who are dating have are different than the ones you have. We have different goals. We are not the same. I want to find love and affection and be together. We are not the same. I want to get married and have kids and build a life together. We are not the same. I want somebody that I can love and talk to and be with. We are not the same. I want more than just sex. I want more than just kicking game. We are not the same. I want to have something that the universe will respect. I said, we are not the same. I want to have somebody that I won't have to curse. And we are not the same. I don't want to have to check your phone. Don't want to be alone. Yo, we are not the same. I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me. We are not the same. I don't want to have to run behind you. Don't want to have to be blind. We are not the same. I want to have the greatest love out here that anybody else can find. We are not the same. Shirley Sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's up? What up? What up? So, I'm thinking that this should, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, what's going on, my brother? I'm thinking that this thing shouldn't be as hard as we've been making it seem, or as hard as it may be looking out there. But now we start to get into it a little bit more. I see some challenges. I see some challenges, but like I said, from the married people, for the people who are in committed relationships that are out there looking for a little something extra, and they ain't the one out there bitching, baby. They ain't the one out here bitching, baby. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Carol Chamberlain says, what you did to get them and what you do to keep them, Omar, you know what she meant. Well, I said that, though. I said that's probably what she meant. But, you know, we just did a show on that. So we had a different perspective on that. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, we just did a show on that. Yeah, we did a show on that, though. I remember we did a show on that, like last week? Last week, was it? Is that what it was? Let me see. Is that what it was? Let me see. Let me see. When was it? Where was that? Yeah, it was 13 days ago. You have to do more than you did to get them to keep them. Let me see. You have to do more than you did to get them. So we were talking about when people say that whatever you did to get them, you got to do the same thing to keep them, or you got to work harder to keep them, or you got to keep doing the same thing, whatever. We talked about that. So we talked about the perspectives of that also. Yeah, go back and listen, look at that show. For those of y'all who may just be looking at this show for the first time, go back to You Have to Do More Than You Did to Get Them. That was a good show. That was a good show. It did pretty good numbers, too. Did I? But, yeah. So I don't know if we agree that whatever you did to get them, you got to keep doing the same thing to get them. I mean, to keep them. I don't know. It sounds good. A lot of things sound good, but it sounds good. All right. Let me see. T. Carrie Wright says, seriously, though, folks who are taken, who date behind a faithful partner's back, feel like it's a win-win situation. Okay. Stacey White says, God is going to judge them. Yeah, he's going to judge us all. Okay. All right. So, listen, we're talking about whether dating is easier. Why? Well, we're asking, why is it so hard for single people to be dating? Like, that's what you're supposed to be doing when you're single. But we also talked about earlier how some people look at dating as going together. So I asked the question, if dating is going together, then what is being together? And can I stand a chance? Can you stand a chance? How did we used to say it? When we were young, you know, it's Throwback Thursday. When we was young, you wanted a girl to be a girlfriend. I think we said, can you stand a chance? But what we were supposed to say was, can I stand a chance? Or really, I think we were supposed to say, do I stand a chance? In other words, do I have an opportunity to be with you? But I'm pretty sure we said, can you stand a chance? Can you stand a chance? Can you stand a chance? Yeah, we were saying that wrong. But we all knew what we meant. Can you stand a chance? well, all right. And then y'all went with each other. I don't know. What's the adult version of that? Are you seeing somebody? You know, can we go out? Can we start, you know, can we start hanging out? Can we, you know, can I get to know you better? The way you meet them isn't always going to be the way that you get to know them. And we say that we understand that, but it's not showing. A lot of people think that you're supposed to get what you see. What you see right then and there is all you need to know. Sounds ridiculous to me. It's totally, 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 totally ridiculous is the way it sounds to me. It's almost like somebody saying, do I look like I'm a cheater? Or do I look like somebody who would go over there? Or do I look like, what is that? What does that mean? What does that mean? Cal says, some may have set their expectations too high and become disappointed. Yep. When you set your expectations really high or unrealistically, yeah, disappointment is probably going to come. But we think so much in the physical. We think so much in the physical. And it's funny because I had a discussion with a brother today, just today, about the way that we have such a physical perspective on life. And the interesting thing about it is that I was talking to him about karma. He was talking about karma. He was saying that he doesn't believe in karma. And the reason that he said he didn't believe in karma was because sometimes the bad guys win. And that was his reason for not believing in karma. And I was trying to explain to him that karma doesn't live by the rules or the perspectives or the opinions of human beings. Karma knows exactly what happened and why. So karma's issue of fairness or notions of fairness is not going to be what yours is. Your notions and definitions of fairness come from the people who raised you, the people who coached you, the things that you've learned, the places that you've been, and the things that you have accepted. That's where fairness comes for the individual. Karma doesn't look at it that way. It's just like, you know, we talk about God's plan. And some people try to take credit for knowing what God's plan is until they get to the hard part that they can't explain. Then they submit to, well, that's just God's plan. I don't know. But along the way, they want to tell you everything that it is. No. God, karma, same thing. Same thing. They don't follow your rules. So karma, just like God, knows where you have been, what you have been thinking, and what your motivation is every waking day of your life, every waking moment of your life. Other people don't see that. So you might think that this person over here deserves to win because they've been working hard, because they've been doing the right thing, because they're nice, because they're fair. So they should win. When karma is like, yeah, they should win, but not in that arena, not in that way, and not today. Today, the person that you think is the bad guy, it's time for them to get their just desserts. And just desserts aren't always bad. Sometimes your just desserts are more desserts than just. So this person that you've been looking at as being the bad guy has actually done some good things too. And it's time for them to cash out. And y'all got to bear witness to it. And y'all like, how did this motherfucker who been doing all of this bad, he been lying, he been cheating, he been stealing, he been robbing, he been killing? Because he been following the plan. So, in order to keep y'all on y'all job, we got to make sure that he looks like the winner today. You don't know what's going on inside of him. Anyway, all right. Anyway, Anyway. Perspectives, expectations. Now, Carol, I'll tell you this. I don't think that it's wrong to set your expectations high. I think it's wrong to set your expectations unrealistically. Because what might be high to me might not be high to you. For example, my expectation might be that we're going to start at 1, but we're going to get to 10 by a certain date. We're starting at 1. We just met each other. I don't know you well. You don't know me well, but we're physically attracted to each other. We're vibing a little bit. We're trying to see what's up. So that might be 1, that might be 2, that might be 3, that might be 4, depending on how the steps go for you. So to want them to get to 10 might be high to somebody else, because 10 might be, all right, by in 4 or 5 years, not only do I want us to be married, but I want us to be planning a family, and I want us to be building a fortune for our family. I want us to already be, you know, putting money away for college or deciding or having our children be able to read at, if we have, okay, in 5 years, we'll get married in the third year, and we'll also have children in somewhere around between the third and the fourth year. So our children will be 2 years old, 3 years old, but by the time they're 2 or 3 years old, I want them to be able to read. That's a high expectation, but it's not unrealistic because people have done it. Some people struggle with reading all the way until they get to high school. And some people are reading, and I mean reading, by age 3. Reading. They're not miracle babies. They've been trained. You know, whatever you get early is going to be easier for you later. Those expectations might be high to me or you, but they're not unrealistic. What might be unrealistic is that I want our children to already be applying to colleges by the time they're 10. Crazy part about it is some super geniuses have done that, but I think that's a little unrealistic. I think that's a little unrealistic. It's a little too high, and it's a little unrealistic. So I might have high expectations for me and you, but at least they're for me and you. They're for me and you. I didn't set my expectations for just you. Well, look, I'm going to need you to do all of this stuff. Or if you can't do it, then you can't be with me, because that's what I need. Those are unrealistic expectations, way too high expectations. But if I start talking about we and us, then that means I'm willing to contribute. Where you're weak, I'm going to try to make you stronger. Where I'm weak, I hope that you can shore it up. So the parts that I don't know, I need you to be Googling them. The things that I don't know, I need you to start researching, Googling, Siri, and whatever you got to do. And when you don't know something, I need to be finding out. I need to be asking questions. I need to be out there canvassing. I need to find out. We need to take care of each other. We. As long as you're talking about we good. But I think a lot of single people out here ain't talking about we. They're talking about you. They're talking about me. They're not talking about us. They want prepackaged meals out there. They want lean cuisine, baby. They want them Swanson TV dinners. I mean, it's good work if you can find it. It's good work if you can find it. Stacey White says, I think they say dating is going together because they're sleeping together. they're claiming you. I think you're right. I think you are 100% right about that. I still have the question, though, that if you are sleeping together and you haven't established that you are actually together, so once you start sleeping with each other and dating each other, does that mean that you're not able to date anymore? Because to me, it sounds like a conversation needs to take place. All right, listen, if we're going to start sleeping with each other, well, I think this may be the time that I need to ask you, well, what are we? What are we doing? Because I need to make a decision about whether I'm going to go forward with this sleeping together dating thing or whether I need to say like, nah, I don't think that's... I don't think that's how I want to date. Maybe you don't want to take me out for a slice of pizza. Maybe you don't want to take this walk with me. Maybe you don't want to go to dinner. Maybe you don't want to take me to the movies. Maybe we don't want to go to this museum. Maybe you don't want to spend hours on the phone with me. Maybe you don't want to do all of that because once I start having sex with you, I'm talking from the perspective of the way some people may feel. Once I start having sex with you, then we ain't dating no more because I don't sleep with people that I'm just dating. I only sleep with people that I'm with. But some people, I think, are scared to ask the question. I think they're scared to ask the question. Well, I like this person. I like this woman. I like this man or whatever. I don't want to ask no questions that's going to make them reconsider whether they want to be with me. That's tough. But that goes back to those married people and those committed relationship people. They don't have to worry about that. Well, she ain't want to give me no power, you. She ain't want to give me no cool, no. She ain't want to give me no P-U-S-S-Y. Well, I'm going back to my girl. So, yeah, I can see how that can make it a little tough. And that's a tough situation. You know, you scared that if you say something wrong, one thing wrong, or if you shine the light on the question that you need to know, that somebody going to be like, all right, no, I'm good. So you've already submitted. Once you have made yourself afraid to ask a question from somebody that you want or need to know, then you've already submitted. And you submitted in the bad way, I think, because you've already accepted that. First of all, I don't want no bad news, and I will sacrifice the part of me that needs things in order to have you, keep you, get you, and be with you. So that's a little tough. Nara says, yeah, that's like distinguishing the difference between sleeping with somebody versus fucking. Ooh, y'all was fucking. I walked by y'all room and I heard y'all doing it. I heard he was doing it to you. He was doing it to you with your panties down like, I heard it. I ain't here very long though. I had to run because I heard, you know, y'all was finishing. Anyway, so Carol says, when you meet someone, you are meeting their representative. You later get to know the person. You know, I so disagree with that. I do not believe in meeting someone's representative. I do not. I believe that your representative is you. A part of you. Now, it ain't your fault that somebody decided that they knew you or that they wanted to claim you before they found out what you really encompass. But, you know, when you say that somebody is their representative or the way that somebody is acting is their representative, I look at it like, what's the difference between something something about what you're doing being your representative and doing whatever you need to do to get somebody or keep somebody. Like, why is it your representative? Why do we say that your representative isn't really you? How? Who is it then? Is this Cyrano de Bergerac? Like, who is your representative? Your representative is you. It's just a part of you. Who's to say that the other part of you that people don't like, the other part of you that isn't so attractive, the other part of you that isn't as truthful or desirable, that isn't as truthful or desirable, who is to say that that's the real you? So the liar in you, the dishonest person in you, the cheater in you is the real you, but your representative was the one that was honest, that was true, that was that had the halo over their head, the one that was agreeable. That's your representative. Well, if you represent, depending on how long your representative is around, yeah, I think you and your representative are together. Carol says, yes, it has been done. Omar, some need an extra push to do more. Okay. Carol says, I've been lied to too many times. So, yes, I believe it. Okay. Carol says, does that include lying to get you? Yeah. I don't think it's your representative that lies to get you. That's the part that wants to get, just like when you go to look for another job, you don't tell them everything about you. You let your resume, your application, cover letter, all that kind of stuff, and your interviewing skills. You don't tell them that you sleep on the job, that you hide on the job, that you a cancer in the locker room. You don't tell them none of that shit. So was it your representative that got you the job? You still have the skills to do the job, hopefully. You know, you're still qualified to get the job. Just like you were qualified to have the last job that you had. There are facets of you and pieces of you. You can't say that only the good parts of you are the real you, or only the bad parts of you are the real you. Mm-mm. It's all real. It's all real because they're all going to come out at some point, all of it. No, I have never met a person that everybody agrees is a great person. Not everybody. Maybe a lot of people. I mean, think about it. Look at Donald Trump. Look at Kanye West. So many people, millions of people, think that they are just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then you have other people that say, yo, they are super frauds. What is wrong with you? No, it says, I represent my employer. Like I said, I just don't, I mean, listen, it's okay if y'all look at it the way y'all look at it. I just don't subscribe to the whole, you know, when you meet people, you meet their representative. I think you just have to be around long enough to see what it's going to do. When we encounter something new, we don't know what it did before. We don't know what it did to get to where it is. Some of us care to find out and some of us don't. Some of us are satisfied with just what we see. Some of us are satisfied with just what we see. Like, well, a rainbow is a rainbow. I don't know what it took for a rainbow to form. All I know is it's pretty. I love rainbows. You start finding out that a rainbow is nothing but an illusion. So there's absolutely no pot of gold at the end of it because there is no beginning or end of it. It's an illusion. But you probably don't like the fact that it's an illusion. You don't want to, I don't care if it's an illusion. I know it looked nice. And when I see a rainbow, it makes me feel good. I don't know what it is. Maybe in another life I was a rainbow. We don't always hang around long enough to find out how a person is going to act or be or develop or change or gravitate towards over a certain amount of time. That's why, me personally, that's why I'm always talking about these people who get together, who have only known each other 30 days, 90 days, half a year, and they get married and stuff like that. I'm like, that's dangerous. Because if Carol, if you say that when you first meet somebody, you meet their representative, now you done married their fucking representative. 90 days. You married their representative. 180 days, you married their representative. You don't even know what they were doing 6 months before you got with them. You don't know what's going to happen or how they're going to develop 6 months after y'all together. And you decided that you don't care. I'm good. Okay. Carol says, no, I waited 5 years and really got to know him. Okay, I get it. But in that 5 years, I'm sure you saw, okay, this is how this person acts when they want something. And this is how they act when they get something. And this is how they act when they don't get something. And this is how they act when they have to wait for what they want. Or this is how they act when they get what they wanted too soon. That's what getting to know somebody really is. And so many of us try to get around that process. We ain't trying to see it. We don't want to see that. We trying to get to the bag. We trying to get to the bag. Yeah, these slangs out here, these things that we doing on the internet, it really is representing us. I was talking to somebody today, about this show, how, you know, I want my numbers to be better, and they have been getting better. They've been increasing. Some shows, of course, do better than other shows or whatever, but the views that I get on this show are almost like minor miracles when they get up to a certain number, because forget about the live shows. When these shows are published and people, when these shows come across people's pages on YouTube and they see, an hour and some change. In today's society, they ain't trying to watch that. Like, man, you know, I ain't got no whole hour to be watching no show, or maybe I'll just go to the middle and hopefully, well, he better be talking about exactly what I want him to be talking about. Or if I watch this show from the beginning, he better get straight to the point in the first 5 minutes, because I ain't going to be watching this for no hour. So, most of us are watching videos that are like 15 minutes or less. Or we're watching TikTok videos or these little reels and shorts, 30 seconds, no more than a minute long. Because those are the ones that get the highest views. The shorter the video, the higher the views. It's been proven. Because we see that time stamp on there, that should say an hour. Right now we had a minute and five. The longer I go, the less likely that these views will be decent. It's the same way that we're doing relationships. I need it fast. I need it up front. I need it straight to the point. I don't have time to learn. I don't. I need to know right now. I don't have time to learn you. I need you to act right now. Well, the time goes by anyway. But we're being coached against being patient. Okay. Carol says, absolutely. I want to see it all if I can. Oh, absolutely. I want to see it all if I can. What makes you happy? Okay. What makes you happy, sad, angry? Okay. All right. And she says, go back and watch them after they air too. Yeah, you came up in a different era. you probably haven't submitted to this microwave society. You're used to being patient. You're used to watching things develop. These cats out here. That's why my audience, my viewing audience is from 35 up to like, I think they said 35 to like 60 or some shit like that. Nobody under 35 is listening to my show because they see that time and they like, nah, I ain't got time. Old head, I don't know what he's talking about. It makes sense when you consider what we got going on. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Trinae Queen, happy birthday to you, turning 35 years old today. And Tawana Jamal Russell Curry, turning 40 years old today. And Dee Port, turning 36 years old today. And Maria Orealis Perdomo, turning 33 years old today. And Diane, I am God's child, Heard, turning 33 years old today also. And Noretta Jordan, turning 52 years old today. And Trina Herring, happy birthday to you. And my girl, who has two accounts, Yaz G and Kiliana Damal, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all, and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious March 30th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. I said, listen. The dating scene might not be for you. But whether the dating scene is or isn't for you because you're single, whether it's hard or easier for you because you're single, or if it's easier because you already have somebody, it's easier because you're already married. All of that is going to come from your perspective, your expectations, your navigation about what you will either accept or reject. Reject or accept. Accept or reject. Reject or accept. You don't have to accept anything that you don't want. But if you are too chicken to even say what you want or what you don't want, it's going to be hard. And if you're the type that always thinks that the grass is greener on the other side, then here you are always going to be on the light green side, thinking that somebody is on the green side. But when it all comes down to it, you control your destiny. So these old slime ball, no good lying and cheating spouses and people in committed relationships, these boyfriends and girlfriends out here fishing, dating websites, social media, clubs and organizations, at their jobs, thirsty, hungry. Well, we're going to see how it all plays out in the end.